You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and of course, why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, so we've heard a lot about what it means that Kim Jong-un may have said he wanted to meet with President Trump. But how should that meeting be approached? We get an expert opinion from Gordon Chang right now. Plus, it's a Money Monday. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I may leave fast or we may sit down and make the greatest deal for the world and for all of these countries, including, frankly, North Korea.
What's going to be interesting about how this plays out, that you got so many people in establishment Washington that have offered their unsolicited opinions in the last 4 days. They keep saying, oh, well, it would be ill-advised under any circumstances for Trump to do it this way, blah, fill in the blank. And then you have almost the opposite. Some, well, he should certainly not forget about this, fill in the blank. All these people that have been able for the lifetime of their careers as Washington politicians be able to do a big fat bupkis about North Korea is telling the guy who had the meeting begged for from the dictator, right? I mean, think about this for a second. North Korea said, no, we're going to build our thing. They're launching missiles and we're telling them you better not do that. And we start doing our exercises in the ocean off their shores, and then the Olympics happen, and you know they got a little bit of nice treatment from the rest of the world, and all of a sudden they're like, huh, I wonder what it would be like to be a part of the members of nations that get treated normally. At least I wonder if that's what they thought. Let me ask my first guest today. It's Kevin McCullough, by the way. Thank you for being here. Busy Monday straight ahead. Gordon Chang is he's the foremost expert. He's the number one go-to guy. He's on CNN. He's on Fox. He's on Kevin McCullough Radio. And we love picking his mind because he understands the region better than anything. But Gordon, did you not find it a little bit ironic that it was lifers in Washington dictating to the great negotiator what he should be aiming for when he goes into this negotiation with Kim Jong-un? I thought it was hilarious.
It was hilarious, and it certainly was ironic. You know, we've had prior presidents, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, and conservatives have spent years on inter-NC consultations. You have deliberations, studies, reports, and coming out with really misguided policies on North Korea.
Right.
Then you have President Trump in a 45-minute time frame making a decision from the gut, which I think was the right one. So this is, I think, fascinating to watch. This is not to say that Trump won't make mistakes in the future, but he started out on the right foot, and I'm very happy that he's agreed to talk to Kim Jong-un.
Well, I think that something that people consistently underestimate about this president is his real ability to understand the behavior of the people that are on the other side. I think the trade tariffs are a demonstration of that. He Jedi-minded everybody on those things, and he's now made it possible for the entire world to avoid tariffs if they just make their trade negotiations with us fair. And he totally won for America, just taking one issue and just saying to the globe, we're going to do it this way, and this is what we're going to do. I think the same thing could be unfolding here with North Korea. I do want to hear your ideas on where he could go wrong and some things you would say if you were in his team. Hey, let's make sure we take a look at this. But I thought it was just full of just poppycock that Hillary Clinton's running around the nation over the weekend when it was her husband that really got us further in the mess than we were before. Is that correct, Gordon?
Yes, the agreed framework of 1994 was not a good deal for the United States. There was insufficient verification, almost no verification, and so therefore the North Koreans violated it while the ink was drying. while we thought we were safeguarding their plutonium reactor, the North Koreans were enriching uranium in sites that we did not know about.
Right.
What President Trump did on Thursday, and this is really, really important, and this is why I think he made the right decision, and that is the most important thing right now is for the United States to maintain the alliance with South Korea, because the overriding reality is the United States and South Korea on the one side are so much more powerful than North Korea and China on the other. And if we keep the alliance strong, we will always have acceptable outcomes and maybe even good ones. We know that South Korean President Moon Jae-in wanted Trump to meet Kim. Trump said, yes, he's going to do it. That prevents the North Koreans from driving a wedge between Seoul and Washington. So this was a gut instinct. It was the right choice.
Now, some of the people that have criticized or at least have strongly cautioned have a lot of different areas. And I want to touch on a few of them. Number one, he came out and said all of the massive pressure that's currently on them stays on them, and not one scintilla of bad behavior between now and May, or else the whole deal's off. Right approach?
Absolutely. The reason why the North Koreans want to talk to us is that, first of all, they want sanctions relief. And that's because President Trump, with U.S. sanctions and by sponsoring the U.N. sanctions, have been able to severely restrict the flow of money to North Korea. So, for instance, the Chinese are reporting that Office Number 39, which is the Kim family slush fund,
right,
is running out of money. And also the South Koreans are saying that North Korea will run out of foreign exchange by October. That's one of the reasons why Kim wants to talk to President Trump.
Well, he's already starving his people, but how much more damage could be done if they ran out of money altogether? That is something that's facing him. Maybe overthrow, right, by the people of North Korea?
Yes. Well, not so much overthrow by the people of North Korea, but overthrow by senior regime elements.
Sure.
Because when Kim Jong-un doesn't have cash, he doesn't have the ability to engage in gift politics, which is the giving of Mercedes, Rolexes, and other luxury items to senior regime elements in order to buy their loyalty.
And keep everybody in line. Yeah, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Now, how does China view what is about to go down here from their perspective, and what do we want China to think and do about it?
On the surface, the Chinese are very happy that there are going to be discussions. I think that they privately are very concerned because they're being cut out. One of the big mistakes of the administration of George W. Bush was to put China at the center of the international community's efforts to disarm North Korea. So it's very important for us to talk to the North Koreans directly without the Chinese. And one of the mistakes that Trump could make is to have these discussions in Beijing.
Okay, that would be an interesting move, given that they'd probably tap the room and know everything that was said.
In addition to other problems.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about location. Where should it go down?
Well, I would love it to be at Mar-a-Lago because there's two advantages. First of all, Kim is in the United States signaling weakness, and of course, he would get the world's most beautiful chocolate cake.
That's true.
That's not going to happen. Probably this will occur in the demilitarized zone in the joint security area at the truce village of Panmunjom, probably just south of the demarcation line, in other words, in South Korea at the Peace House. That's where President Moon is going to meet Kim in April. So I would suspect it's going to be held there. And that would not be a bad choice for us.
Is there any chance at all that North Korea is tempted to do this for mischievous reasons or be totally disingenuous in terms of what their aims are? I mean, I know that the Kim family has done that in the past, but is there anything that signals to you that this is different this time?
Well, 100% that they're going to try to be disingenuous. What's different, though, is that President Trump holds the high cards because the North Koreans do need money, and President Trump could turn the flow of cash back on again. And that's why it's so important for him not to do that, to make sure that the sanctions remain in place. As a matter of fact, are stiffened between now and the time of a agreement.
Of a sit-down. Will there be a peace agreement at the end of this? An official ceasefire?
In our lifetimes, it shouldn't be now.
Okay.
Largely because the North Koreans still have that goal of taking over South Korea. And until they abandon that, we should have our forces on the peninsula. We should be ready to defend. and we should not go from an armistice to a full-blown treaty.
All right. Well, of all the advice I've heard, Gordon, over the last 4 days, yours by far makes the most sense. As always, thank you, sir, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Gordon Chang. Follow him on Twitter and, of course, see him all over cable news, CNN, Fox News, and read his books. The man knows what we're talking about. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Big show. Stay with us.
How would you like to buy or lease your next new car knowing you got it for less than any dealer price? How would you like to know that you can also get the same insurance coverage for that car for less? How would you like to have someone else do all the legwork and even deliver your new car right to you? And do all this without wasting time in a car dealership? If this sounds too good to be true, well, it's not. Buy or lease the new car you're looking for at the best price with Vineyard Auto Group. And the Christian principles Vineyard Auto Group has built their business on provide added security. Call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO. That's 866-965-AUTO. Or visit VineyardAutoGroup.com. Once again, that's VineyardAutoGroup.com or 866-965-AUTO, 866-965-AUTO.
Do you feel weighed down by the burdens of life at home, on the job, or both? Well, the Feast of Passover, which starts March 30th, reveals how you can be free of those burdens. This is Jeannie Nigo with Unshaken. In a Passover Seder, there are four cups of wine. Each is extremely significant and applicable to your life today. The first is based on Exodus 6:6. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. This reveals that God desires to carry your burdens for you. He's not a taskmaster. Pressure, demands, heavy burdens, and stress are not from God. What He desires most is intimacy with you. If you want to experience greater intimacy with God and freedom from burdens, join me April 5th for a life-changing Passover Seder. For Seder details and more on how to remain unshaken in a world that's all shook up, go to JeannieNigro.com. That's JeannieNigro.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I know how you feel. You don't like what you see in the mirror. You keep saying, well, it's the new year, I'll do something about it. You may have even tried for a short period of time, and you found no success on your own. Friends, those 20 to 40 plus pounds that are on your frame that you don't have to be there. In fact, I have a guaranteed solution to get rid of 20 to 40 plus pounds. My good friend, Dr. Carrie Skorsky, who helped me lose 30 pounds almost 3 years ago now, and I've kept it off ever since. It's a computerized NRF technology that helps you find your perfect and exact fat burning zone. It's 100% customized to you. It can't be repeated on anyone else. And there's no hunger, cravings, drugs, prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Friends, everything is good about this program. 844-THE-DIET. Get started now. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to anewyouin40days.com. That's anewyouin40days.com. Or call them 844-THE-DIET. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you have problems sleeping? Maybe your pillow goes flat or tossing and turning all night. You wake up with a headache or a sore neck. Friends, it's time you do what I did 4 years ago, and that is get a MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to match your exact individual needs. You'll get to sleep faster. You'll stay there longer. The MyPillow stays cool throughout the night. You get the best quality sleep you've ever had. And it's made right here in America. It's got a 10-year warranty, 90-day money-back guarantee. I've loved every single one of the MyPillow products. I think you will, too. And here's a special offer for Kevin McCullough listeners. You're going to get 50% off now the MyPillow 4-pack. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, and I take them everywhere. You heard right, 50% off 4 pillows. They make fantastic gifts. So call 800-506-2641 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. And use promo code WMCA. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever wanted to win a 1 ounce gold piece? You know, there's been occasion where I actually had to sell one of the 1 ounce gold pieces I own because we needed to make money fit for the month and I needed to go sell. And I was glad I did because that $20 gold piece that was once worth only $20 ended up being worth about $1,400 when I needed to sell it. Well, right now, Landmark Capital is engaged in a giveaway that will take place on April the 2nd on my show. Now, the name will be drawn on March 31st, so you need to register now. But they're giving away a $20 gold St. Gaudens coin. It's valued at $1,350 as of today. And one winner will be announced on April 2nd on Kevin McCullough Radio. You can enter online at the radio station's website, AM570themission.com, and be listening to David, of course, on Money Mondays with me, Kevin McCullough, on AM570themission.com, beginning at 3 o'clock.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's an amazing song.
Just kind of happened. Took about 10 minutes, I guess.
Bart, you didn't write this song in 10 minutes. It took a lifetime. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
That one of the earliest scenes of the movie called I Can Only Imagine, and if you have not yet, well, you haven't seen it because it's not out yet, but you should go to see it. I've seen it. It is an amazing film. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and I'm really honored to have in studio with me the original member of that group called Mercy Me, whose story with their biggest hit ever, one of the biggest hits in Christian music ever, takes to the major motion picture screens of America this coming weekend. Bart, it's good to have you. Actually, I'm doing a screening with listeners tomorrow night here in Manhattan.
Really?
So
awesome.
You going to be around? You want to come?
I wish I was.
I'll buy your popcorn for you.
I'll see if I can change my plans.
Hey, a bunch of questions I have about this,
sure.
Because before I did talk radio, I was deep into CCM. I worked for Moody Radio and programmed their music for a while, and then I grew up in the Metroplex where KLTY Dallas was John Rivers was my mentor growing up. You know, I'm John Rivers, and I wanted to. The music is so powerful and it touches people in such an amazing way. And this song, I knew that when it was climbing the charts and doing what it was doing, that there had to be something behind it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what. And when this film, I was told, was being made, I was very excited to see what it was going to be because I wanted to know the story for myself. And I had no idea that it was going to be what it ended up being. But I want to ask you, to what degree is the film fictional? Like the discussion with Amy Grant and you, and she's asking you and said, this took a lifetime to write. Did that really happen?
Yeah, it did. It didn't happen. It happened a week before I actually, well, not to give too much away, but they kind of morphed that into one scene. She wanted Imagine. We gave it to her. And then after taking a long time to make a record, we were kind of dying on the vine because we were going to be the writers of Amy Grant's next El Shaddai or whatever. And she took forever. And so we released one song and it didn't do well. And so we were about to go to our second single. And our manager, Brickle, reached out to hers and said, hey, any word if this song's ever going to get finished? Is it going to be a single or whatever? And Amy got on and said, hey, this is your song. You need to finish what you started.
Wow.
And she gave it back. But she'd already had plans to do a showcase to show it off, which was like a week later. And so she's like, well, I'm not canceling, so you're going to have to come sing it with me. So that scene's kind of in the movie. It's just it all kind of takes place in one place.
Well, and we won't give the plot away, but yeah. I was really I did not realize that Smitty and Amy had such fingerprints kind of in your life early on.
Yeah, they did. It was I'm a product of the system, man. I know way too much about Christian music than I probably ever should.
You and me both. We could coffee till 3 a.m.
Yeah,
talking about
KL2,
this.
I was like, oh, was it Kojo or the KLTY?
No, KLTY pre-KOJO, and then brought KLTY back.
Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, I know my stuff.
You know, the story in there about when the guy tells me I went number one, I'm holding my son, it was John Rivers who was...
Oh, really?
Guy, yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway...
Is he headed home to Hyco?
Yeah.
Hyco, Texas.
That's right. It's about as accurate as you can cram 25 years of my life into an hour and 55 minutes.
Right.
And so... when I first read the script, I was like, man, you know, it didn't exactly happen on this. It was more of the time frame more than anything. And they were like, well, you got to understand, we're not making a 25-year movie.
Right,
you've got a million stories that we want to tell. You've told us. And so it's, you know, little things like, well, it's not little, but like my dad was diagnosed with cancer for my freshman year in high school, passed away my freshman year in college. In the movie, it comes across like it's like my senior, maybe junior year or whatever, shorter period of time. And so things like that, are just, a lot of it's compressed. But,
right.
But, you know, but the things that were most important to me is just how the redemption story took place, my conversations with my dad, and then I really wanted them when I was approached about the movie 8 years ago by a producer out of L.A. before the Irwins got involved. And I was nervous because I didn't want it to be like low hanging fruit as far as Christian films go. And it just be like,
and it's not.
Well, and that's, and I'm from the very beginning, I was like, man, somehow you've got to be able to show how bad he was so that the redemption story is not diluted or watered down.
Right.
And I knew we were onto something when the Irwins got involved. One conversation was, we got to be careful that it's not R-rated. And I was like, okay. That was good for me because I knew that we weren't trying to down. And they really, I think, walked that line really well. And
no, I want to say to people that are listening, you're listening to Bart Miller. He's the lead singer for Mercy Me and the writer of the song I Can Only Imagine. And the film is coming out. You may have seen, in fact, you may have seen advertisements on American Idol this week. Mm-hmm. How crazy is that, Bart?
Yes.
You're sitting there watching Katy Perry and Lionel Richie critique people, and then boom, there's yeah, Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine, in the middle of the commercial.
That's pretty weird.
But go see it, because this is a story that if you are a believer, if you are not a believer, if you are someone who wrestles with God, if you're someone who is angry at God, if you're someone who believes God doesn't even care, if you're someone who even questions whether or not God is there, anywhere on the spectrum, if you have believed in God your entire life, there's going to be things about this film that you're going to relate to and get pulled. I mean, they're just going to pull out of your heart. In many ways, a legitimate tearjerker, Bart, because you were so transparent in the telling of the relationship with your dad. And I want to focus on a few themes of the movie without giving the whole movie away.
Yep.
But you found faith and were already kind of on your path with God while still wrestling with this very imperfect family dynamic.
Right.
Your mom abandoned you, and there was a lot of pain associated with that. And then you're stuck with living this kind of dysfunctional life with your dad for years beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Take us back through those days. Did you believe that God had any kind of purpose for you? You had met him, you knew him through the camp experience, but what was the reality of God to you at that time?
Well, I mean, in kind of in the real, like, contrary to the book, like, one of the things they compress is, like, my age through it all. I had godly grandmothers that are kind of rolled up into one character in the movie. But
who says, mercy me.
Yeah, she's the one. I told her I was going to start a band. She said, mercy me, why don't you get a real job? But I think early on, like when my dad was very abusive, my parents divorced when I was three. My mom remarried when I was in third grade and moved away. And I have an older brother. It's not really in the movie much, but they decided to keep the two of us in our small town with my dad. My dad hadn't shown much abuse to us at that time.
It was mostly towards your mom?
Well, yeah, and he was never, he was never, like, as far as I know, he never, like, laid a finger on her, but he would, like, he was such a big guy, he would, like, flip the couch end over end or break things that were precious to her. And she was,
hold that thought, Bart. The music means we're going to take this break real quick. We're coming right back. Bart Millard is my guest. It's I Can Only Imagine. The book and the movie are all out. Go see them this week if you want to see it in theaters. Get to the Mercy Me website and find the movie nearest you. But it's everywhere this weekend. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Before you buy that engagement ring or wedding band or any piece of fine jewelry, ask yourself some important questions. Are you looking for a custom-designed, one-of-a-kind ring? Would you like to find a jeweler that you can trust who can guide you through the entire process? And do you have a set budget and are looking for a guaranteed low price, but you want the highest quality diamonds for that price? Would you like to pay for your jewelry with a no-interest payment plan? Do the big jewelry stores make you uncomfortable with their aggressive sales tactics? The answer to all of the above is call anew at Lord's Diamonds. Tell her the ring style you like, tell her your budget, and let Lord's Diamonds go to work for you and custom create a timeless masterpiece for you, all within your budget. guaranteed. Quality, caring, Christian principles, the best prices define Lord's Diamonds, and I urge you to call now to set up an appointment with the new at Lord's Diamonds. 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let Nyack serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if one of Nyack's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend their open house at their New York City campus on Wednesday, March 14th at 5:30 p.m. Go to nyack.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's nyack.edu/RSVP or 877-626-2236.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicki, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM570 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to buy or lease your next new car knowing you got it for less than any dealer price? How would you like to know that you can also get the same insurance coverage for that car for less as well? How would you like to have someone else do all the legwork and even deliver your new car right to you? And do all of this without wasting time in a car dealership? If that sounds too good to be true, well, it's not. Buy or lease the new car you've been looking for at the price, the best price available through Vineyard Auto Group. The Christian principles Vineyard Auto Group has built their business on provide added security. Call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO or visit vineyardautogroup.com. That's vineyardautogroup.com. Or call 866-965-AUTO.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Like, I'm leaving.
Shit. What it will be.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
When I walk.
And I hope that you find whatever it is that you're looking for out there.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Been right about it. Let that pain become your inspiration.
Just another touching montage of scenes from I Can Only Imagine. It's in theaters this weekend, and I hope that you'll go see it. There's lots of little compelling under storylines that are in the film, too. And you and Shannon are one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember, does it say at the end as to whether or not you guys get together?
Yeah, it does.
It does, okay. Yeah. So she was your best friend from how old?
Her parents were my Sunday school teacher when I was in second grade, and so I've known her most of my life. She was, I guess, sixth grade. I was like eighth grade when we went together. Yeah.
And your dad's pain in your life brought pain into her life because mm-hmm. there was times when you were more distant. So an abusive dad, anybody that studies the social side of this mm-hmm. knows that it brings a lot of problems into kids' lives.
Sure.
And they have usually distorted views of God mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of other things. But you don't make it with the band the first time. Mm-hmm. You go home And it's just to go home. Like, you didn't have any other reason for being there except just to go home and to just be with your dad. Your dad had already been on the path a little bit. At least this is how the movie plays out. And you're trying to figure out what his deal is, even though you went home to help figure it all out. So talk about that phase.
Yeah, it's some people that have seen the movie, they were kind of confused because it's, you know, like I have this big conversation with Brickell and it's like, man, you need to go face your fears and this kind of stuff. And it appears I'm going home to kind of save the day, so to speak, to make right with my dad or whatever. And then when I get there, he's already, like, the change has already taken place. And I'm the one that's kind of angry. And it's very...
Is that how it worked?
Yeah, because I was... I was so consumed with church but I never thought that sharing the gospel with my dad would. I just didn't. It never crossed my mind because I was so afraid of him.
You didn't
angry.
Think it worked?
No, I didn't think it worked. And so when this change started taking place, one, I didn't want grace to be for him. To be honest with you, I didn't trust him and just was hurt. And then on top of that, I had this weird feeling of, well, if anybody's going to save him, it's going to be me. Like, almost like I deserve to be his savior kind of thing.
You had the Jonah complex.
Yeah, I really did. I really did. And that's what I love about this story is that the Irwins, because I was like, man, that's part of the movie. You're thinking, oh, he's going to go back. They're going to, you know, unicorns and rainbows. Everything's great and whatever.
Not quite.
And that's genuinely how I acted. I was like, I was the jerk. I was like, man, I don't buy it. I struggled with, you know, that this transformation was taking place and I wasn't a part of it is what it felt like. Only to find out later that I was much more a part of it than I realized. But it's like it's a moment that I would give my left arm to have. Like it was like, because a lot of that stuff, like, and yeah, just to have that moment to watch it on the screen, it was probably the most emotional thing I've ever seen, because I was like, ah, you know, because some of these things that kind of clicked for me, and where I got to a point where I could understand it was too late in some ways. Mm. And so yeah, that's one of the biggest changes that was when you were asking earlier, that was just like, all right. And I pretty much, cause the redemption story is still there. Everything that took place, our conversations, everything, it all technically happened before I actually started the band.
Okay.
So that being said, about my junior senior year, when my dad was, in and out of hospice, had a day nurse and a night nurse. And, the night nurse was killed in a car accident, and it took a huge toll on my dad's life.
Hmm.
And my dad was like, I can't go through that again. And so the day nurse is a friend of the family. She goes, all right, I'm going to do the paperwork where it looks like he only needs a day nurse, and then I'm going to teach. She taught me how to take care of him at night. She would have lost her job if they knew it. But she taught me so that he wouldn't have to, like, be attached to someone else. Hmm. And so for my junior and senior year, he had this medicine he had to put in his IV, and it was so thick it took about 2 hours to push through. So from 2 to 4 every night for those 2 years, I was at home pushing this medicine through his IV. So we had the most amazing conversations ever. You know, at a time when I'm a junior, senior, where I don't want, you know, you can barely get him to talk anyway. We're talking about, like, who I should or shouldn't be dating, or what's going to happen after he's gone, and everything in between. And so it was genuinely the change that already started taking place. I think it was being forced to sit and 2 hours a night and have these conversations to where I realized that, man, I'm at this point, I'm the one that has a lot of these issues I can't let go of, and realized that the transformation was completely real. So much so that by the time he passed away, he was the godliest man I've ever known. He's the guy I want to be like when I grow up.
And that transformed you.
It changed the trajectory of my life. Because, you know, I'm like, if there was one person the gospel could not change, it was my dad. And to sit there and see it.
So you were convinced of
it. Exactly. Yeah. And to see it firsthand, you know, and it even says in the movie, it's like, if the gospel wouldn't change that dude, it can change everybody. And so I'm, to this day, I'm doing this because of what the transformation I saw in his life.
Friends, I'm telling you, you got to see this movie. It's out this week. Please make plans. Bart Millard of Mercy Me. The book is also out, I can only imagine. It is also a major motion picture. And it's gonna touch your heart, friends. I hope that you will go see it. Bart, thanks for spending time with us.
My pleasure.
Kevin McCullough, Radio. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, I want you to talk to my very good friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. Why? Because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she sees people with pain all the time. And she is the best when it comes to non-surgical spinal decompression. What I love about this lady is her commitment to eradicating the pain and not using scary injections and surgery.
No, she wants to make sure your spine is healthy, so she gives you the complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc or spinal stenosis or herniated disc, she's going to point you in all the right directions, the natural directions that will not cut on your body or put shots in your system. Please call and find out more, because she's going to help you not only alleviate the pain, but do things like walk freely again or play with your children or grandchildren. Dial 800-707-5010. That's 800-707-5010. It's the Brooklyn Spine Center. Or go to brooklynspinecenter.com. That's 800-707-5010.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here in the New York metro area, you've almost never seen a window and patio door sale like this. For just 3 more weeks, it's one of Renewal by Andersen's absolute best sales. I'm Larry Landis, the local owner of Renewal by Andersen. Save $325 on every window, save $850 on every patio door, and as a bonus, get an upgrade to our smart sunglass. You have to call before March 31st to save $325 on every window, save $850 on every patio door, and get upgraded to our energy-efficient smart sunglass. And with our financing, don't pay anything for 1 year. It's Renewal by Andersen's 31-day sale, and you've got just 3 weeks left.
Call 1-800-672-9797. 1-800-672-9797. That's 1-800-672-9797. Offer not available in all areas. Conditions and restrictions apply. Call for license information.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Monday, the news is often about the money, and the money has been in the news for the last couple of weeks, particularly as it relates to tariffs and jobs and all kinds of things. And that's why we turn each Monday to David Fisher of Landmark Capital. Don't forget your chance to get a 2018 Financial Survival Guide, absolutely free, $189 value for that, when you call 844-604-2575 or just go to register online at the website of this radio station. But 844-604-2575 is where you can request one right away from David and his team. David Fisher, that CEO aforementioned. David, welcome back. Good to have you.
It's great to be back in the saddle here in Phoenix and on your program again, Kevin.
So here's what happened, and I kind of thought that Donald Trump had a trick card up his sleeve, and sure enough, he did. He comes out, he announces the tariffs, and then, of course, the media misses the whole headline. He buries way down deep, third or fourth reason into his announcement, that any country on the planet that wants to avoid them, all they have to do is make their trade policy with us on an equal footing, and they can be exempted. Well, lo and behold, people are still thinking the sky's falling. I'm just curious, now that the tariffs have been announced, where do you stand, Mr. Fisher, on what you think is going to happen there?
Well, first of all, I think we have a problem, and that's why President Trump is addressing it. We have a huge deficit in our trades by 10.8% a year. It's been growing. Now it's ballooned to the highest level it's ever been at $7.65 billion in January. So he had to do something. This is the biggest since we've had since 2008. So I'm going to give President Trump a huge amount of credit for matching his rhetoric with reality, and his advisors claiming that, you know, tough talk and introducing tariffs will work in the United States in helping the deficit. But, you know, we have to look at it. The trade deficit is just a mirror image of what is happening in the U.S. domestic economy.
Right.
It's the expenditures in the United States, in other words, exceeding the income producing in the United States, which is what we're currently doing, which is one of the problems, which is what creates this whole excess of exports coming into our country, or in other words, a trade deficit. So putting on, you know, President Trump threw it out there and he rolled it back and said, okay, now Canada's exempt, Mexico's exempt, Australia's exempt. And, you know, put it into perspective, it's only 1.8% is what this constitutes in steel and aluminum of total U.S. goods and imports.
Right.
You know, so it's not a whole bunch. It's only 0.3% of U.S. import, tariffs.
But the thing here is that the world really did sit up when he said that he was going to put them in place. And then he really used the opportunity of announcing them to say, you've treated us unfairly and we're ending that policy now. And anybody that wants to treat us fairly, we'll renegotiate this. I mean, he's going to get a new NAFTA deal out of all of this.
He's going to get a lot out of it. And put it into perspective, you know, the tariffs in the 1920s and 30s were 20%. Now we're only about 1.5%
right.
In recent times. So, I mean, this is really a whole bunch of rhetoric and from the rest of the world pushing back. There are three countries that are pushing back, you know, the European Union, which is a whole bunch of countries, mostly steel, apparel, textile, footwear. They're actually going to talking about their rhetoric is saying they might put tariffs on motorbikes, T-shirts, jeans, corn, and bourbon. But who knows if that's going to happen. There are a couple other countries is the UK, which is kind of still part of the euro. They're concerned. And then China is a little bit just saying we're going to see what will happen on the damage to their economy.
I don't think anybody realized that we were 800 million to the negative on the deficit with China, and 25% on imported cars versus 2.5%. I don't think anybody realized that either. Anyway, hey, listen, Larry Kudlow believes that he might just yet exempt the European Union. You know, if they get their act together and say we're going to equal out trade, that's a possibility. But Larry Kudlow weighing in on more prominent trade policy issues. What do you think about the potential that he has to replace Gary Cohen as the new the chief economic advisor?
I think he'd be fabulous. He's a great guy. He has the integrity, the experience, the knowledge, and the wherewithal to be able to speak the language of President Trump and to be able to speak to President Trump in a way that President Trump can receive. And, you know, a lot of people might not know this, but, you know, Larry Kudlow has served with President Reagan. And so he brings that to the table. And President Trump is really kind of doing a scorecard or basically textbook of Reagan. And he needs somebody like Larry to come and speak to him. And he's done that in the past, and President Trump has welcomed that. So
yeah.
I think it'd be great. It'd be great for the market. He's great for news, great for the media, great for the financial sector. Everybody loves him.
Yeah. All right. So market-wise, where are we sitting this week, and what does it look like?
Well, the markets was up earlier today. Now the markets are down. So you're seeing, you know, like I said, at the beginning of this year, you're going to see a lot of volatility in market swing. And I think you're still going to see that. And it's being interpreted on the news on what's going to happen with tariffs or what might not happen. But keep in mind, there's four phases of a bull market. First being pessimism, skepticism, then optimism, and then euphoria. We're definitely in the euphoria. So you got to be concerned. That's when markets take big corrections. I don't think we had a small minor one. I think we're through that. And I don't think we're going to have a big one, in my opinion. Probably till the end of this year or sometime next year, J.P. Morgan says a 40% correction will happen in the next, up to a 40% correction will happen in the next few years, though.
Well, that's going to be a series of bubbles that have to burst to make that happen. And the new white paper that you've just authored, Time is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate, is part of that financial survival guide for 2018 that, friends, you can get if you request one now. You can go to am970theanswer.com. Just put in the information right there, am970theanswer.com. Click the gold coin. That's where you can connect to the sheet. You fill it out, and then you're also automatically registered for your chance to win a 1911 St. Gaudens beautiful gold coin that we will be drawing the winner for on March the 31st. And that means that you've only got a couple of weeks left, a couple of 3 weeks left to get registered for that. But request your financial survival packet. It's worth $189, and it's yours free from Landmark Capital when you request one today. Here's the phone number. You can request it right now, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thanks for keeping your eye on the markets and watching them for us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, my friend.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us again. If you want the financial survival packet, 844-604-2575 and register for your chance to win on March the 31st. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I know how you feel. You don't like what you see in the mirror. You keep saying, well, it's the new year, I'll do something about it. You may have even tried for a short period of time and you found no success on your own. Friends, those 20 to 40 plus pounds that are on your frame that you don't have to be there. In fact, I have a guaranteed solution to get rid of 20 to 40 plus pounds. My good friend, Dr. Kerry Skorsky, who helped me lose 30 pounds almost 3 years ago now, and I've kept it off ever since. It's a computerized NRF technology that helps you find your perfect and exact fat burning zone. It's 100% customized to you. It can't be repeated on anyone else. And there's no hunger, cravings, drugs, prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Friends, everything is good about this program. 844-THE-DIET. Get started now. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to anewyouin40days.com. That's anewyouin40days.com. Or call them 844-THE-DIET. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday morning at 8 on AM 570 The Mission.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code
THEMISSION,
and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
THEMISSION.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. As I said, a very busy Monday, and big thanks to everybody who was here for all the hours of the show today. Gordon Chang, Bart Millard, Gina Loudon, John Lott, David Fisher. Appreciate everybody. And if you did not catch the part earlier in the day when I was able to have Bart Millard on, and we had him on Facebook Live and also on the early hour of the show, you can also check him out in the features podcast section of the Kevin McCullough Radio podcast domain, which if you go to SoundCloud, I think it's like half of all of SoundCloud now. We have like 25 podcasts or something that we're populating there, including a new one that may be of interest to some called Uncontainable. A brand new edition of that went up over the weekend, and a lot of people are getting a lot of benefit out of that. But look for the features segment, and Bart Millard's interview is there. And of course, both hours of the broadcast every day are there and everything else. So if you only get one, if you are only able to hear one in your area, etc., then go ahead and go to soundcloud.com/Kevin McCullough Radio, KMC Radio, and you should be able to get right there. I also want to say, if you haven't seen, if you haven't made plans to, plan now to see I Can Only Imagine. It opens this week. It is going to be an amazing film. I saw it sneak preview this weekend. And also Paul the movie, Paul the biblical character, the movie is hitting theaters later this month as well. I hope you'll check that out as well. Now, very interesting bit of news to end with today. The FoxNews.com is reporting, as is Chris Hayes from MSNBC, that Democrats who are ready to start announcing their run for 2020 for the White House are getting a lot of pressure from the most progressive elements of our society to campaign on the idea that we should abolish the agency that enforces any federal immigration law. Abolish it. Meaning that there would be no checking of anyone's status in the country ever. That they want one political party. In this case, it happens to be the Democrats. But they want the Democrats to promise in their campaign that they will do away with any type of enforcement of immigration at all. Friends, I want you to think that through. I want you to think through the San Bernardino shooting. I want you to think through different issues we had surrounding 9/11. How people got to the U.S. and stayed, passed visas, and decided to kill Americans. I don't know of a more foolish thing that either party, this is not a partisan criticism, I just don't know of any of a foolish thing that either party could do that would be more dumb than to say that we should do away with all enforcement of immigration law. You do that, you may as well take away our borders and just erase the lines, because nothing will mean nothing anymore. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.
AM 570 WMCA, New York City.
These days, people send their children to college to learn a trade that no one in the family has done before. They move away, they work with someone who doesn't love them, and then they trade their infinitely valuable time for a little bit of someone else's money. The old plan was to get a job but lay aside each month and later start a family business. As the owner, you leverage the time of others and earn off hundreds of man hours per day. It's called financial leverage. At Tradeway, we teach you to start a family business by trading stocks. The added benefit is that each generation teaches the next and builds on these skill sets, and your children have the competitive advantage of experience. That's a great plan for potentially creating generational wealth.
Coming to the Millennium Hilton, New York City, this Friday and Saturday.
Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
This is Hugh Hewitt for Townhall.com. In late 1811 and early 1812, the town of New Madrid in the Missouri Territory was hammered by three major earthquakes. Quote, the ground heaved and pitched, hurling furniture, snapping trees, destroying barns and homesteads, wrote Elizabeth Rush in the Smithsonian Magazine. Like those earthquakes, the election of 2016 produced two rivers in the United States media. One of those rivers is thoroughly inundated with anti-Trump, never-Trump debris and sentiment. The other is almost wholly free of those ingredients. It isn't just cable news. The two rivers effect is mostly the result of self-selected flows we direct to ourselves via Twitter feeds and chosen for us by Facebook's and Google's almighty algorithms. The rise of partisanship on every issue, unmediated by respect for basic decency, is accelerating. Tapping the brakes and eventually making U-turn is what the media needs to do. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree offered on its most beautiful campus.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This is AM 570, The Mission, WMCA, New York City.
WMCA invites you to take a trip to the land of Martin Luther with Bible teacher Alistair Begg on the Reformation Tour and River Cruise this July, and experience Israel with Dr. Tony Evans, November of 2018. For details on both of these amazing trips, go to AM 570.